Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you a name that you probably will not recognize. The gentleman's name is Zamari Ahmadi. And Zamari Ahmadi was an aid worker for a company called Nutrition and Education International that worked for the United States of America. His job primarily as a humanitarian was to help to educate and deliver food, water, essentials to the people of Afghanistan. His ultimate goal after the proposed withdrawal was to resettle himself and his family in the United States of America and live out the rest of his life, hopefully, without fear. Well, enter Joe Biden. And just a little over 2 weeks ago, a United States drone strike struck his vehicle, killing him, his driver, and a group of children who we aren't particularly sure whether they were his children or just children that were around the vehicle. We're not sure at this point. What we do know is this. The government then lied to the American people and said the person that we struck, the persons that we struck, were ISIS terrorists. They were the people responsible for the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport. And the United States has had their revenge. We promised that justice would be swift and mighty. And now they know the wrath of Joe Biden. I told you on this show, they were going to say that. They were going to launch a drone strike. And they were going to say it struck the people responsible. I told you 24 hours before they said it. And I told you, you probably won't get any names released. And that's exactly what happened. When the press actually tried to gain the names of the people, they were told by Jen Psaki and other people, we don't release that information, which, of course, is false. It's not true. We've always released the information of the terrorists we killed. That's classified information. We're not prepared to discuss it. The reason you're not prepared to discuss it was because this man had zero ties to terrorism, zero ties to ISIS. As a matter of fact, he was the polar opposite. He was a man who worked a good portion of his life attempting to help other people. You won't hear this on a White House press briefing. You won't hear this man's name mentioned because they understand the ramifications of what they've done. So this man's death and the death of his driver and all those children, that will be swept under the rug as if it doesn't matter at all. Forget his service to our country. Forget the humanitarian efforts. As a matter of fact, hours before the drone hit his vehicle, we have video of him filling up giant jugs of water to try to bring to people who may not have water to drink. That's what was in the vehicle. We were told we know that there were explosives in that vehicle because when the vehicle was hit, there was other explosives, meaning that there was another explosion after the initial drone explosion. Untrue. You were lied to. Water in barrels. Not a sign of an explosive. Not a sign. So what has happened here is very clear. Joe Biden screwed up again and cost more people their lives. It's not bad enough that 13 Americans died because of his bungling and his incompetence and his inability to properly withdraw from Afghanistan. But now as a parting gesture, we've decided to blow up a random U.S. worker whose only goal that day was to bring water to people who didn't have any. No apology. No finding his wife and make sure she gets to safety, make sure she gets to this country. Nothing to say. Not even a retraction. Not even we initially thought we had struck an ISIS vehicle, but it appears that it was a civilian vehicle. And it's a tragic situation. And nothing. Because they're not sorry. They ran on no intelligence whatsoever. They simply said, if anyone thinks we can get a strike in, get a strike in to make Joe look better because Joe looks terrible now and we have to do something to make Joe look better. What can we do to make him look better? I know. We'll say we got the people responsible for the Kabul airport suicide bombings for planning it. We'll say we took out two of their top planners and the left will rejoice. And guess what? The left rejoiced. All over the news that day, there was, you see, all of the right-wingers who were saying Joe Biden couldn't get it done. Just like lightning, the people responsible have been eradicated from the face of the earth. Yeah. This poor man, who was on his way to deliver water to people. And his driver, that's who was eradicated from the face of the earth because your intelligence sucked. And you don't even have the common human decency to face the American people and admit your mistake. So is this what the United States has become? Blowing up innocent civilians, claiming they're terrorists, and then not correcting your mistakes, sweeping it under the rug so nobody knows, and leaving his widow there to God knows what to happen to her in Afghanistan under the rule of the Taliban? Is that what you would call a good job? That's what Joe Biden calls a good job. Folks. And not only is it pathetic, it's embarrassing, it's scary, it's demoralizing, and it's infuriating. I watched the 9/11 tributes and saw Joe Biden stumbling around with a mask on outside, even though he's double vaxxed, virtue signaling to everyone, not speaking to anyone. Once in a while, a reporter would stick a microphone under his face and he'd say something ridiculous that you'd have to have an interpreter for. Someone asked him what his feelings was on the day, and he mumbled something about Robert E. Lee in Afghanistan, and I, to this day, I don't know what he said. I don't think the reporter knew what he said. It was just psychobabble. Just psychobabble. This is a man who gets up on a podium like a dictator and tells you, you will in fact take this vaccine. Or you won't be working. Not if you work in a place more than 100 people are employed at. Not if you're a federal employee. You won't be working. And pretty soon you won't be able to do anything either. You'll have to be tested every day. Like, an employer is really going to keep track of that. Can you imagine if you've got, I don't know, several hundred employees, and a couple of hundred of them say they don't want to take the vax, so you say, okay, well, then you have to be tested a couple times a week or whatever. You got to keep track of that? They're not going to do that. Employers are not going to do that. They're just going to fire you. And this administration knows that too. But here's the thing that tops it. Here's the icing on the cake. When directly asked if these vaccine mandates, you must be vaxxed, applies to illegal aliens at the border, the answer was no. Let me repeat that. The answer was no. There will be no mandated vaccines before you enter our country. Only you, the lowly worker, you have to follow that rule. These people coming into our country illegally, no. They don't have to follow any such rule. Who do you think you are? This is what the country's become, folks. Where Americans are second-class citizens. We are the serfs. The masters are the politicians. And I guess their chosen are the illegals. Of course, they have to be illegal from Mexico or Guatemala or that area. If they're illegal and they happen to be from, Afghanistan, then, a lot of them we're going to have to leave, right? Now, I know a lot of people say, well, we already have got a lot of people here. We don't know whether they're friend or foe from Afghanistan. And that's true. That's true. But I remember the left saying, well, you know, they can't come to the United States. Remember when there was people on the tarmac, and maybe there still are, in those airplanes, and they were saying, you got to find a host country, and it won't be us. What do you mean it won't be you? What do you mean it won't be you? It won't be the United States? Why? So we can't have a host country for Christians that were stranded in Afghanistan that Glenn Beck was trying to get out on his own dime, by the way. But you come from Guatemala or Mexico, there's no problem. The more the merrier, no vaccines, no vetting, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Folks, we have reached critical mass here. We have reached a point in this administration, and how long did it take? A little over 8 months? Where anyone who cannot see the nonsense, the debacle, the destruction of this country that's happening under this rule is just being willfully blind. You're just being willfully blind. They are destroying this country to its very core. And you wouldn't know it from the news media. Instead, we get talking heads saying, you know, the real threat to this country, the real terrorists, those would be the people who voted for Donald Trump. 74 million people, so half the country are now terrorists, according to CNN. According to CNN, if you voted for Donald Trump, you are in fact a terrorist. You're not someone with a different political opinion. You're not someone who saw the economy improve and liked it. You're not someone who saw jobs come back to this country and liked it. You're not someone who saw the lowest unemployment rate in American history and liked it. You're not someone who saw the military being built back up and liked it. You're not someone who saw our enemies in foreign countries respect us and leave us alone. Terrorist. You're a terrorist if you don't agree that Joe Biden is wonderful while he's blowing up humanitarian workers with drones on hearsay intelligence and then lying about it. I want to ask everyone a question. Joe Biden said, elect me and COVID is done. I will take the charge. What vaccine has been developed under Joe Biden? Any? Has Joe Biden made any inroads to a better vaccine, a new vaccine, other drugs that may ward off getting the infection to begin with? Where are we at there? Because I don't see any. All I see is Joe Biden saying, well, Trump gave me these vaccines, so I'll run with those and claim I'm doing a good job. I don't see him striving to find something different. Wouldn't a very good leader of this country say, the vaccines are all well and good, we need something more? We need greater tests on ivermectin. We need greater tests on hydroxychloroquine. We need greater tests on all of these other drugs that people are claiming works. Let's throw everything at this. Show me studies. Show me case evidences. Let me see the science. The more things that work, the better. As soon as we can get over this pandemic, the better the country will be. So, yes, we have three vaccines. Wonderful. If there's more things that stop this, prevent this, head it off at the pass, whatever it may be, bring them on. I want people working around the clock. Some people have said ivermectin works. I want studies. I want major studies. Does it work? Does it not work? Some people say hydroxychloroquine works. I want major studies. I want to see the evidence. You'll never hear that. You'll never hear that. They've decided that the very vaccines that they said they themselves would not trust when Donald Trump was the president are now the answer, and they're going to take full credit for it and say we're the ones who did it. But they're not doing anything else. Where's all the other research, huh? There are doctors literally begging, please, just can we just try this? And, you know, it's very unusual because a guy like Joe Rogan, he had no problem getting ivermectin from a doctor. And when you ask the doctors about ivermectin, they say, well, listen, some studies show it works. Some studies show it doesn't work. But at the end of the day, it's not harmful. So if it doesn't work for you, okay. Did you ever take an aspirin and say, maybe it'll get rid of my headache, and it didn't get rid of your headache? Okay, well, you tried, right? The aspirin didn't hurt you. You didn't have Joe Biden and his ridiculous government saying no aspirin for you. You may only take this approved medication for a headache. No one ever does that. So what's the harm? Why are you banning doctors from prescribing hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin when both of them have been approved for human use? It's one thing for you to say, well, we don't want the public running out and buying it on their own and ingesting it. But if a doctor is willing to prescribe it to his patient, who the hell are you to tell them they can't? Qualified, bona fide, certified doctor says, I think hydroxychloroquine may help you. It may not, but it's not going to harm you. Would you like to try it? And that person says, sure, why not? Who the hell are you to say no? And that goes for anything. These drugs have been approved for human consumption. Maybe they haven't been approved specifically for COVID. But they have been proven safe to take if you're a human being and it's prescribed by a doctor. So why the hell are you blocking that? Why are you not doing research into this? Because you're too busy trying to get a photo op. You're too busy trying to act like you have an iron hand. If you showed one-tenth the strength that you perceive to have with the American people when you stand up at a podium and say, we're running out of patience with you, where was that fire in your belly when the Taliban was saying, get out or face the consequences? There will be no extension of a deadline. How come Joe Biden to get on TV and say, I'm running out of patience with you people? You don't dictate to the United States when we leave, and you don't dictate what we're going to do with our people. We will get our people out one way or the other, peacefully or a way you're not going to like. Where was that? No, according to Joe Biden, the Taliban are very businesslike people. Very businesslike. They've been somewhat of our allies in helping us to hunt down ISIS, really. Have you seen the pictures of reporters covering the women's protest? Have you seen them? If you're squeamish, you don't want to see them. These were reporters who were doing nothing but covering an event. Some very, very, very brave women. Who, by the way, have led the way. It's just amazing that the women are the ones leading the way in Afghanistan. They've had enough. And I don't blame them. And facing what could be certain death, or in some cases worse, to be honest, they marched out onto the street demanding their rights. The Taliban came and shot over their heads and shot at their feet and basically told them, if you don't disperse, you will be dead. And they would have been. Reporters were covering this story because that's what reporters do. Those reporters were beaten so badly that their pictures of their back and their sides and their chest look like something out of a horror film. These people weren't just tossed to the side, pushed to the ground, told to leave, hit with a water cannon. They were tortured. The amount of blows they got from what looked to be like wire or whip or something was immeasurable. It wasn't one or two, it was hundreds. And they were told, you're lucky you aren't shot. You're lucky you aren't beheaded. Take your punishment and leave. That's the new Taliban. Normally we would have beheaded you, but we're the new woke Taliban, so we'll just torture you for 20 minutes by whipping you unmercifully until your flesh looks like hamburger meat. These are the people that Joe Biden says are businesslike. In reality, there's some of the left that wouldn't mind doing that to you if you're on the right. And if you think I'm exaggerating, you look no further than the people who say, if you don't take this vaccine and you end up with COVID, go home and die. And I'll gleefully rub my hands together and say, another denier is dead. Yay. Yeah, that's what they're saying. May happen. There's some people refusing to see. Some medical professionals are refusing to see people who aren't vaccinated. Just go home and die. You didn't do what the government wanted. Go home and die. These are the same people, by the way, that when an abortion law was repealed or passed, I'm not sure which one it was, that said that they could actually abort babies right up to the 9th month, the day before due date, were seen on camera celebrating by dancing and singing like they just won the lotto. Now, I want to explain something to you. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, the one thing we should all have in common is abortion is a very solemn thing. Very solemn. It's not something to be celebrated. It's something to say, this is a horrible situation. Whether we agree with it or we disagree with it, it's a somber, horrible situation. It's not a party. To watch adult politicians dancing, yay, we get to kill babies at 9 months, yay, party, everybody, dance. You don't think that's evil? You don't think there's a remote little tiny bit of evil in that? I do. You don't think there's a remote little tiny bit of evil when someone says, if you can't take the vaccine or you choose not to take the vaccine because you're not too sure that it's safe and you happen to get COVID, I'm going to relish the fact that you're going to die. And I don't think you should receive any medical treatment either. I think we should just send you home to let your children and your wife watch you die. That's what I think we should do. You don't think there's a little bit of evil in that? I do. You don't think there's a little bit of evil in a man who will get up before the American people and say, we have just killed two top ISIS planners. These were the people that were responsible for the bombing at Kabul that killed our 13 brave servicemen and women. The United States has sought their revenge and got it. When in reality you knew you blew up a man who was trying to deliver water to people who didn't have any and served your country for a long, long time and was looking forward to coming here and starting a new life and not even correct your mistake by saying we blew it, but just sweeping it under the rug like that man and his ally did not exist. You don't think there's a little bit of evil in that? I do. You see, folks, we got a problem. And the problem is this. When I grew up, and I wasn't even a political person when I grew up, I really wasn't. I voted for Republican or Democrat, depending on the person. I never really voted party line. And I would listen to some Republicans and Democrats, and my thought process was, well, they both want what's best for the country. They just have different ideas about what is best for the country. None of them are evil. None of them want horrible things to happen. They just clash heads when it comes to what ideas would be best to serve this country. So you pick the people who you think's ideas are more in lockstep with yours, and that's who you vote for because you hope that, well, I think they're right. I think they're both good people. I think they're both honorable people. But I think this person's solutions may work. And I'm not sure. I think this person may be good intention, but I don't think this person's policies will work. That's what it used to be. It's not that way anymore. There are people in this government right now who are evil people. And if you think that's an overstatement, then please just tell me, is it evil to wish death on someone because they won't take a vaccine? Is it evil to say we're going to refuse you the medical treatment that your party said everyone should be entitled to at all times free? But not if you don't do what the government says. That's not evil. It's not evil to say it's okay for a doctor to remove a fully healthy 9-month full-term baby and break its neck and throw it in the trash can. That's not evil. And then celebrate it by dancing and singing. Yay, yay. That's not a little bit evil. It's not evil to kill a man and his ally delivering water and then lie about it and claim he was a terrorist. Reward this man's service by calling him a terrorist and lie straight to the American people's face. That's not evil. I think it is. So our choices aren't what they used to be when I was growing up. No, our choices are not that. It's good against evil now. And that's why I cannot understand why people will not wake up. It's right in front of your eyes. The evil is here.
60 seconds.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Show me you're not an evil man. Walk out to that podium with the last bit of strength that you have and the last bit of dignity you have in your body. And tell the American people you were wrong. There's not going to be mandates. We do wish you would take it, but we understand if you don't want to. Tell us you blew up a man that didn't deserve to be blown up and it was bad intelligence and you grieve for him and his family. Tell us that, Joe. Be a leader. Instead of an old fool stumbling around on a podium, not even knowing where to go and reading things from a teleprompter. The country needs someone. And unfortunately, Joe,
10 seconds.
I don't think it's you.